You are now listening to the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. Welcome to the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. I've decided to do something different in regards to the podcast. Originally, I was going to have this podcast, which was with a co-host, which was John. And another one, a solo one, because John travels a lot, just decided it's easier to do it solo. And if he's free to do one, or if I have another guest that's able to do it, have them on this show and just pretty much have the one feed, the one show, make things a bit simpler. So pretty much what I've been up to, nothing exciting, it's mostly just been work. I did have uni as well for the past several months, which finished late November, early December. So that's always a stressful time. Had one unit that's sort of very, very troublesome in the sense where the way it's run and the way it's managed is very poorly done. Group work's not very well distributed as well set up. Being that I study fully online, group work just doesn't make sense. So I did manage to pass that unit, but it was a pretty stressful period where I didn't know if I actually would. And in the exam, I did very, very poorly. So just had a bit of a long-term hassle, long-term stress from that. It was not even long-term, it's short-term, but I'm over it now, thankfully, so that's why I'm starting to write for the website again, do this podcast again. Now, unfortunately, I've actually been shopping quite a bit as well. I've bought so much new gear, which I'm going to go into very soon, so luckily my girlfriend isn't here to hear me say that I bought so much gear, otherwise I'd never hear the end of it. There's no real recent photography news for me aside from that new gear. I haven't been shooting that much. I've been trying to slowly get into it. I think all my recent purchases over the past few weeks should push me a little bit more, but otherwise it's more just refining my style, trying to make sure I do shoot still, you know, like on a weekly basis. Not so much just because I don't want to lose my knowledge, because the more you do something, the more you improve it, but also just I want to use my cameras. I spend money on this equipment. I want to be able to have fun with it. I want to use it. So to pretty much start off, I'm not going to really go over what like news stories were big this year or what gear was released this year, because so many other podcasts focus on the news side of things, and you'll see me occasionally do news posts on the photographyenthusiast.com. This will be more just talking about my year in photography and what I've changed and what I've learned. So in 2018, I set the sort of goals for this year to focus more on certain genres, which was urban, you know, and street photography, still life and product photography, as well as portraits. In terms of following that goal, portraits I did next to none. I probably did less than 10, like ones that I actually consider to be good and I'm happy with. So I wouldn't say I reached that goal definitely. I did focus a lot more on still life photography, like the majority of my photos this year would probably be more covered under the still life genre. And keep in mind, whenever you search still life photography in Google or say 500px Flickr, it's always a certain type of photography, like fruit in a bowl, that kind of stuff. Whereas I feel like it's very broad, like different people have different styles to it. So in regards to that, I definitely did achieve that. I'd say I did a lot more still life photography, and urban and street didn't do as much this year, that's for sure. Did do a bit of street photography in terms of people, but didn't really do enough to be able to say I really reached that goal, but it was more just focusing on these genres, which in a sense I did. Aside from portraits, I did just mainly shoot through life photography, so hopefully, you know, that's benefited me and I'm better at it now, but I guess I can't really be the judge of it because it's a bit subjective and there could be bias there as well, in all honesty. The other goal I had was to focus more on TPE, the Photography Enthusiast, as a website and a podcast. Podcast definitely failed. In terms of the website, I did have that period where I was releasing a new like article, tutorial, podcast every 2 weeks or so. That was good for a while it lasted, but I did burn myself out pretty quick, along with full-time work and uni and that. It was too much and I ended up not doing as much. So I just took a break from it, you know, focused on my uni, because at the end of the day, if I don't release a podcast episode, sure, I'm paying for the monthly hosting, but if I don't pass my uni, that delays my career goals by another 6 months or however long. And I also have to pay quite a lot per unit. So Next, what I'll discuss is my gear I purchased this year. So this is a list that is longer than what I want it to be. So we'll start from, you know, start here to finish. Around March, I purchased both the Canon EFM 32mm f1.4 STM as well as the Sigma 35mm f1.4 Art. Now, when it comes to these lenses, I pretty much had resisted the 32mm for quite some time despite all the reviews being so positive, and I ended up just giving in and buying the lens. When it comes to the 35 Art, I was desperate. I'd say, yeah, pretty much desperate for a 35mm prime on Sony that I, you know, was fast enough, because they have the f2.8 lens, but it's not really what I would want, because I want something a lot faster, like a minimum f2. And the Sony 35 1.4, you know, just non-stop quality control issues you see people having, and for that price you really don't want to have to deal with that. So pretty much I had bought those. The Sigma didn't stay with me for that long, maybe about 3 months. It was a really great lens. It's just, for me, with a 35mm, I like them to be small and compact and something you can carry everywhere. So I ended up selling that and getting the Sony FE 35mm f1.8. That was in August. I really did enjoy that lens. It was an amazing lens. It is an amazing lens that I still use quite a bit. I don't know, I don't use it as much, I feel, as I did my Canon 35mm f2. I'm not sure if it just has to do with the actual lens itself, because it's sharp, AF is super fast and accurate. Bokeh is pretty nice, it just kind of lacks the character. It's a technically great lens, it's more just something about the character of a lens. Like, for example, the 50 Art is sharper compared to the EX lens, but then I feel that the EX lens had just a certain look to it, the way it rendered images, it had more character to it, which you can't really, it's a lot harder to actually describe compared to sharpness, which you can easily measure. And then come to more recent times in terms of purchases, I got some cheap stuff like just a Joby GorillaPod. That's pretty much, so when I travel, I have a tripod pretty much on the go to be able to use, you know, for photos, self-portraits, that kind of stuff. We got the DJI extension rod for the Osmo Pocket. So that's pretty much for traveling mostly as well, but it's also going to allow me to do time lapses when I'm out, because it actually connects to the tripod. It's got a 1/4-inch screw mount there. And here's the biggest, baddest of them all, the 16-35mm f2.8 GM. My first ever GM lens and the most expensive lens I've ever bought at 2,500 AUD, which was actually 600 off. So can you imagine buying a brand like full price? Keep in mind, I will be selling my Canon 16-35 to fund this, as well as my old M3. So if you're in Sydney and you want to buy them, please let me know. But yeah, those will reduce the cost of it quite a bit, down to, you know, once I sell some other gear as well, to be around 300, 400, I expect. But that's as long as I can sell that gear and hopefully sell it very, very soon. That lens I pretty much had got mainly because I've always wanted to go all native with Sony. It's more just I didn't have a 16, well, not so much an ultra wide angle that I liked, because everything says the Zeiss 16-35 f4 is quite weak on the 35mm lens, and the Canon's generally better than it at most focal ranges. So I got to the point where, you know, if I sell that lens, it's going to reduce the cost a lot. So, and there's other gear that I have that I don't use, I might as well just sell it and go for the top of the line. And that 2.8 will really help when I travel, as I probably won't even need to carry other lenses. I can just carry that. Like when I went to San Francisco, I used the 16-35 the majority of the time. I hardly touched the Tamron. And being that this one is an f2.8 as well, I'm fine at nighttime if I need to go anywhere. If I ever go anywhere that I actually get the opportunity to shoot stars or astro, this will really help as well. Now, in terms of pretty much gear for next year, I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'm hoping there will be no gear. I don't know if you want to call it this year or next year. I bought it this year, but I ordered something called the Yongnuo YN363. It's a RGB light stick kind of thing. Looks like a lightsaber, pretty much. If you watch any YouTube review for these, there's a lightsaber reference in every single video, which makes sense. It does look like one, but this is going to help a lot for my product photography, because I got a constant light, so it'll make things a bit less confusing when it comes to guesstimating and, you know, what this positioning affects the light, and, you know, if I put camera left at this level, how it look, if camera right at that level, how it look. take a lot of the guessing out and I can just get right into the shooting and make things a lot faster. But otherwise, the only gear or lens I'm sort of looking at, I hope not in 2020, please, for my budget's sake, I hope not, but maybe 2021, would be either the Sigma 135, I'm kind of considering the Sigma, but the Sony 135 GM or the Tamron 70-180. One of those two lenses I'm thinking of getting. Depending on the price, if that Tamron ends up being close to the GM, I might just go for the GM because I do like primes better and it's not a lens I would use like heaps, which, you know, even more reason why I don't want to spend too much. But the way I'm thinking is I wouldn't need 180 as much, so I could probably get away with just 135. When it comes to goals for 2020, I pretty much set similar ones, just once again to focus on still life, actually shoot portraits this year, maybe couple portraits, as in myself and my girlfriend, as well as do more urban photography. So it's sort of similar to last year, but I want to change my style a bit. So when it comes to still life, I want to shoot every product a few times. So do one shot as the more professional shot, you know, like on a clean background, like what I did with the Fuji and the M5, which I did a quick tip video for on TPE. And then I want to do the more casual shot, like the more lifestyle kind of one, you know, just on the kitchen table, bokeh in the background, that kind of stuff, or out in use. Those are the type of photos I want to focus more on. And when it comes to the urban photography, rather than always just doing long exposures and cityscapes, I want to actually try something different, like just a single building. So early in the year, I did a photo of a building called The Exchange. It's in Darling Harbour, well, to be precise, Darling Square. It's this new circular building. Pretty much, I did a photo of that. That was just a single shot, handheld, no tripod, no long exposure, just simple like that. But I was really, really happy with that image, just something different from me. And even on the way home from shooting that, I stopped at this place called Hojiak. It's a Malaysian restaurant. I actually did a tutorial on how I edited that shot from start to finish. So it's more shots like that that I want to do in 2020 and not just focus on long exposures. Also, my other goal was just not to let these goals stop me from shooting and having fun. Like, it doesn't have to always be perfect lighting, perfect composition. Just shoot for fun. Because the more you shoot, the better you get at it. So that's pretty much that. So in terms of posts that I have planned for 2020, I plan to do more editing, like start to finish videos, maybe one for still life that I've used flash. Especially once I get my new light stick, I'll probably do one that shows, you know, how I do one for the background, one for the product, that kind of thing. And I will also be doing another type of review. So I'll plan a lot of lens reviews. So the Sony 85, Sony 35, the 60 and the 35, maybe even a 90. I'm going to try go do a different approach with the reviews rather than the standard, you know, sharpness, build, autofocus. Just try and go from a different perspective like I did with the 32mm review. And just some other gear that I generally want to review as well. I'm going to review that Yongnuo light when I get it. My Haida filters, which are really great products, but they're not, don't get as much attention as stuff like Lee or all those other brands, and also my Suray tripods as well. So that's stuff you can look forward to seeing from me in 2020. But otherwise, that pretty much summarizes this episode. I won't say that you should hear from me in a set amount of time because I don't know when I'll record the next episode, but I will try and make it more of a priority this year. As with uni, I'm only going to be doing one unit a semester. Don't even get me started on why I have to do one unit a semester, but that's how it will be. So hopefully that means more time for this. So thank you for listening. Feel free to share your goals on the post in the comments and let me know what you plan to do on. And make sure if you do want to join the community, there's pretty much no one there, but if it can be just me and you, I've got a Reddit community set up, got a Flickr community set up. We need to save Flickr. We need to make sure it stays alive. But at the same time, it's not just us. It is also up to Flickr. So pretty much to improve them, their platform, add new features and make it worth the money. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time.